Strange Adventure. Jim Harrell checked his horse and looked out across the sun-scorched wilderness of the desert. Far in the distance, he could see the cruel heart of the Sierra Madre. He was hungry, thirsty, and disappointed. An hour later, Jim reined up before a rude cabin. Two ragged goat herds welcomed the stranger to their poorly furnished home.
Señor, you must be very tired. You must rest here, for it is a long way to the nearest village.
Gracias. But I have to be leaving in the morning. I'm giving up this treasure hunting idea, and I'm heading back toward Texas.
Tomas turned from the little stove.
You're hunting treasure, señor? Ignacio knows where there is a cave filled with Spanish treasure.
Well, if you know where there's so much money, why do you live out here like this with barely enough to eat?
Ignacio cast a sidelong glance at his brother.
It is the will of God that we should live this way.
There was a long silence in the room, then Tomas spoke.
No, it is not the will of God. It is the will of Ignacio.
Well, look, I don't understand.
Well, I would go after the treasure myself, but I am too lame to walk far. 10 years ago, an old Indian came to our cabin. He was dying of hunger. We gave him food and clothing. He told us of the hidden Spanish treasure.
See, he was the last member of his tribe that had rebelled against the Spaniards. The Indians raided the ranchos and captured the pack trains of gold and silver from the mines. They took also a great bronze image of a man. All this stuff they put in a room in a big cave. At the door of the treasure room, they placed the bronze man with a sharp dagger fixed in his hand. Yes, they placed it in such a way that if a person stepped into the room, the image would fall and stab the intruder to death. Well, did the Indian give any directions or describe the place? If you can tell me more, perhaps I can find this cave and I'll share the treasure with you.
Tomas described the geographic location of the trove. Jim Harrell memorized the directions, and the next morning he set off for the desolate slopes of the Sierra Madre. He located the mouth of the large cave, and by a flickering torchlight, he followed the dark corridor to the treasure room. Holding the torch high, he stepped cautiously into the room. The light fell upon the tall bronze image, startling him. He remembered the trap and sprang to one side. But this was his undoing, for his feet struck a concealed spring, and the image leaned, then toppled forward toward him. Jim Harrell managed to move away from the crashing image so that he was struck by the glancing blow. The room spun around him as he fell into unconsciousness. 2 days later, Tomas and his brother Ignacio were tending their goats in the foothills of the Sierra Madre when Tomas pointed toward a lone white man limping slowly across the desert.
Si, that is our friend, the Americano. We must help him.
Si. That is the man who would find the Spanish treasure and make us rich, but you will find no gold on him. It was not the will of God for us to have a fortune. Come, Tomas, he has fainted.
This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer Charles Crowder and inviting you to listen to Swift Flows the River, our next tale of Strange Adventure.